Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's cut right to the chase here, huh? Let's not beat around the bush anymore. Something horrible happened in this building. Now, it was an email that was sent, and it just shook me to my core, thinking, like, are these the people I work with? Full disclosure, couple little facts you need to know about this place. Entercom Pittsburgh occupies one floor of a, what would you call it, Craig, a nondescript office building in an office park?
Yeah, like you would...
You would not, like, if you think we are like some gleaming tower that has like a big E on the top of it, or a big picture of Colony's face spinning around like the Citgo sign in Boston, we are not.
Just your typical office building.
Typical office building. Now, our floor is a very high-tech floor. There's a lot of very expensive equipment and computers and things like of that nature here. But it's just one big, expansive floor. Bunch of radio stations on one little side, the business side sort of on the other end. And it's like an O shape, basically, because there's an open atrium, stairwell, whatever you want to call it, in the rest of the office building. So it has to go around. All right, so I've painted a picture right now for you. So we work in a regular office. That's one thing. Second thing is, and Colin Dunlap, I'll give him credit. Now, the man started as a reporter at the PG, so he knows how to chase a story. When Colin would come in at like 3:30 in the morning, because he is hardcore and a little bit nuts about his prep for the morning show, he started noticing that every morning he'd come in the coffee machine in one of our two kitchens. There's a big one for the sales staff because they're way more important than we are, and that is drilled into our heads every day. And there's a smaller kitchen that is much closer to the on-air booths. He would notice that in the smaller kitchen, there was a coffee pot that overflowed every single morning. I'm talking a gigantic lake of coffee that would have to get sopped up with probably 70 to 80, little paper towels every morning. We finally figured out, after some deliberation, how this was happening. Are you ready? People were putting brewing new coffee, in a coffee pot that was already full. So just imagine how lazy you have to be, even in the ill reaches of the morning, to not even touch the handle of the coffee pot to find out whether it is already full of coffee. You still with me here?
Yes.
So that has ceased. And the upshot to that whole thing is that there is now a sign in large, like size 36 font, that is sitting right smack in front of the coffee machine on the little wall that abuts it that says, please make sure that the coffee pot is empty before brewing a new pot. It is the most basic direction you would ever have to write. And we are all adults in here, and there are many smart people in here. I'm not one of them, but there are many smart people in here. But there is a sign that tells people to make sure that they do not fill an already full pot of coffee with more coffee. And this became necessary because it happened dozens of times. And if Dunlap's listening, he knows that I'm not making this up. He would put a video up of this damn near every morning. Maybe he still does. I don't even know. I haven't seen one in a while. Maybe his reporting work actually fixed it, okay? So that's where we're at on this. We get an email this morning from our, I'll call it office manager, Fair.
Yeah.
Handles a lot of the business side of things. Corey, she's wonderful. Here's what it says. Corey's email says the following. To the Pittsburgh team. I like this. Very team-oriented. Happy birthday, February babies. And I was like, all right, that's a very cheery Friday email. Cake is in the small kitchen. We're still good. Still good at cake is in the small kitchen. We do cake every month. It's a very nice cake. It's from Oakmont Bakery. I had a little bit cake in a cup today because I couldn't find any plates. It was good. The final sentence of this otherwise very by-the-numbers email shook me, man. And I am still trying to reconcile this. After the phrase, cake is in the small kitchen, There is one more sentence. Reminder, while you are in there, to not put straws down the sink drain. What kind of world are we living in here, people? So Craig and I read this. I said, Craig, did you see this email? Why is it necessary to tell us not to put straws down the sink drain? Who was throwing a straw away?
Apparently a lot of people before.
Mind you, there is a trash can maybe 3 feet from the sink.
Within arm's reach, 100%.
Yeah, you can flick a straw into the trash can, or you could just straight drop it in there. There is a recycling bin maybe 5 feet from the trash or from the sink, where you'd have to take a step and a half at most. And yet, we have had an epidemic, apparently, of backed up sinks that they have discovered are due to straws being put down the sink drain.
They had called maintenance once before to fix it.
I saw a guy in there with like one of those electric snakes, like going pretty hardcore to try to fix this. We went to our boss's boss, the big man in the building, and we said, are you aware that this was included in the email? He said, well, we had to call in maintenance twice to fix this. I got nothing left, man.
And he pointed out the proximity of the garbage can as well.
Yes,
like, who's doing this?
He was the guy doing the pantomiming.
Yes.
Of like, the trash can's right there. The recycling's right there. Who is putting straws down? If anybody that works in this office is listening to this show right now, and because it beams through the ceiling and like the stations rotate.
Some people
are forced to hear this. If you are the person putting straws down the sink drain, were you raised by wolves? Were you raised by wolves? I'm not the brightest bulb. I was struggling to share a photo album in iCloud this morning, cussing out to my wife on text messages that I was so frustrated by the whole process. So I'm not that smart. I'm dumb. You've heard my takes. They're not good. I know not to put straws down a sink. I know not to fill an already full coffee pot with more coffee. How hard is this?
I do like to go back to the beginning here, what Corey did, our office manager.
Yeah.
So smart. I have a message that whoever's doing this needs to read, but I'm going to get your attention with the birthday cake.
I will make sure that the message is contained within a cake email.
Like, oh, cake. Everybody's like, oh, great. Where's the cake? Let me find out more. Wait, what's this about the straws?
I hope whoever did the straws thing, if it was a single perpetrator, I hope that when you ate your cake, it was with a nice side of shame.
If you catch the person putting a straw in a sink, do you narc on them?
I think you're either within your rights to narc on them or go full Terry Tate office linebacker.
That'd be a sight.
Somebody just sees a straw. No! Straws. Don't put straws down the drain. How hard is this? I know it wasn't sports, but it struck me as like, in what universe do you have to tell adults not to do this? Where am I living in? It feels like somebody's pranking me. Like somebody just wanted to see if everyone would read both sentences of a cake email. Anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.